Geoff Morris first blew the whistle on misconduct in the Commonwealth Bank's financial planning arm 8 years ago. In 2014, he was vindicated when a Senate inquiry delivered a scathing verdict on the bank's mis-selling of financial products to clients who lost millions of dollars. Geoff Morris says he's always believed that a Royal Commission was necessary and inevitable.
I've been publicly calling for this for 3 years now, but I guess it's just a matter that I saw things nearly 8 years ago at Commonwealth Bank that was so appalling in terms of what they were doing, the deceit of customers, the cover-up by management of crooked financial planners, the sheer greed of the remuneration system, and the way that that seduced any personal ethics, and the absolute failure of the board and management at CBA to do anything to rein this in. Indeed, you'd have to think that they've encouraged it because they've done nothing. I guess I saw all that 8 years ago. I couldn't believe it. I found that the regulator ASIC was useless, basically, which also helps to explain how the industry got itself to this stage. And 8 years ago, when I saw what they were doing to some people in that financial planning area, I realised just how bad things had become in financial services. And I kind of thought, this is where we're heading. I thought, for many years, I was thinking there needed to be a parliamentary inquiry to lead to a Royal Commission. And I've never lost hope in that.
Now, you say that ASIC proved itself useless, but even the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, is saying that it is the role of ASIC to investigate unethical behaviour in the finance sector. And that's how it should stay. Why are you so convinced that it's just not up to the job?
Well, Scott Morrison is quite correct. That is the role of ASIC. But what I found back in 2008, they did nothing despite my repeated attempts to get them moving on the CBA financial planning scandal. They did absolutely nothing except fob us off. And that went on for 16, 17 months. And when they did act, they were pretty inadequate. And really, they just did an average job. They got a few really bad financial planners banned. They basically let Commonwealth Bank off with a half-hearted compensation scheme that they couldn't even be bothered to keep tabs on it. And it emerged at the Senate inquiry that CBA had completely pulled the wool over ASIC's eyes. They hadn't compensated the clients, even the way they told ASIC that they were doing it. Indeed, that situation continues to this day. I've found consistently that ASIC has failed. I also tipped them off about the problems at NAB financial planning many years before that got into the press, and once again they did nothing. And, you know, I put, you know, fairly detailed information in their hands that should have led to them taking action on NAB many years earlier as well.
What do you hope a Royal Commission will do?
I've seen things that are so utterly appalling that you might think that people saying these things were cranks, but for the fact that you'd seen them yourself. It's only a Royal Commission that will be able to do this job, that will have the resources. The parliamentary inquiries, they've done a terrific job, the various parliamentary inquiries, but they have very limited resources and very limited time. The thing about a Royal Commission is it's got plenty of expert staff, plenty of time, and plenty of resources to actually get to the bottom of this sort of appalling behaviour.
CBA whistleblower Geoff Morris.